More than 100 women from Bloomington Normal traveled to Washington, D.C. for the Women's March held in the wake of Donald Trump's inauguration last year. Dozens more participated in marches in Chicago and Springfield. Calling themselves the Bloomington Normal Resistance, women from the Twin Cities are set to take to the streets once again to express their views on the anniversary. The emphasis this time will be on making their voices heard at the polls. Carla Huffman is a communications professor at Heartland Community College. Who is planning to participate in tomorrow's march to the polls in Chicago. She tells Judy Valente that women have come a long way since last year's marches.
Last year, it was kind of a passionate and quick response to the disappointment in the election. As time went on and we started organizing it more, it became more of a symbol of kind of the spark that we wanted to create coming forward. So it was a way for people to get together and know that they weren't alone in their disappointment and in their fear of what was going to happen with women and people of color and immigrants and the LGBTQ community. So it, going last year, it really was. It was that spark. And then we all came back to the community, and I'd say we got busy doing exactly what our sign said we were going to do, such as, kind of make a comeback in the midterm elections this year.
What are women going for this year? What is the message they want to get across?
Yep. Well, the message this year, the Chicago March is actually called March to the Polls. In other cities, they're calling it Power to the Polls. And the idea is to kind of take that passion that we all had and get really engaged and involved with our local, with our midterm, and our gubernatorial elections here in 2018. And the idea is that we want to see change and progress and more progressive platforms in the city, in the states, in our counties, in our community. And we know that we really do need women's votes and we need their voices and their organization to do this.
What's your assessment of the past year? What has happened in the past year that surprised you? What has heartened you?
Sadly, I was surprised that actually things got worse coming out of our White House than I even thought that they would. I felt, as sad as I was that Trump was elected, his idea of making America great again, I felt only applied to people who were like him and really nobody else. And I felt like that message has just kept coming forth throughout the year. What has heartened me is the involvement that I have seen, especially on a community level, the involvement by women who are stepping up to run for offices and to help other women get elected. And I'm happy about the men that have stepped up to run for offices and who are very pro-equal rights and reproductive rights and really want to see a progressive platform.
How many women do you expect will be going up from Bloomington Normal for the march?
It's a little hard to tell this year, only because Chicago's so close, and so lots of people are going up there in different ways. So there's about 25 to 30 on the bus that I'm going up on. I think there's probably at least twice that many going up on the train. And several people are going up maybe the night before or driving up so that they can make a weekend of the entire thing. Last year, we had three buses that went to D.C., so there was about 160 people.
But you might make that number as well, given that people are going by bus and train.
Yes. Yeah. Planes, trains, automobiles, everything. Everybody's getting up there in different ways.
And your group specifically is the Indivisible 13 and 18 groups?
Actually, we are a combination of a lot of the different groups. We're calling ourselves the Bloomington Normal Resistance, and we are a combination of people from Voices of Reason, Indivisible 13 and 18, and even Drinking Liberally, and then just other people from the community.
Carla Huffman is a professor at Heartland Community College. She'll be traveling up to Chicago for the Women's March this Saturday. Thank you, Carla.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm Judy Valente.
In addition to the Chicago March to the Polls, there will be simultaneous women's marches throughout Illinois this Saturday, including Springfield, East Peoria, Naperville, Kankakee, Rockford, Rock Island, Galesburg, and Carbondale. And in Pontiac, the We're Here group is sponsoring a rally at the Livingston County Courthouse at 1:30 tomorrow.